Track 7, further news stories. Town Council challenges affordable housing removal. Tynmouth Town Council has agreed to submit a robust objection to a developer's request to dodge its commitment to provide affordable housing on its site in the town. At a meeting on the 13th of January, town councillors agreed to write to Teignbridge District Council asking planners to refuse an application by the developer of the Teignbrook site on Higher Exeter Road to remove the Section 106 obligations that require it to provide an element of affordable housing and make financial contributions to projects in the local area. Last October, Harrington Homes asked Teignbridge to waive its Section 106 responsibilities for the Teignbrook site because it claimed the costs would make the site financially unviable. The Section 106 obligations include a condition for 25% of the housing on the site to be allocated as affordable, and a requirement to financially contribute to the local community through education, sport, transport and biodiversity funds. In a motion tabled at Tuesday's Tynmouth Town Council, councillors pointed out that the legally binding commitments were essential prerequisites for granting planning permission on greenfield land. They added that the removal of these obligations would create an unacceptable deficit in local infrastructure and would fail to mitigate the permanent loss of countryside and wildlife habitats. In the developer's application to remove the Section 106 obligations, Stantec UK, an engineering consultant acting on behalf of Harrington Homes, said costs had continued to rise due to the unforeseen realities of delivery on site and associated technical challenges. It pointed out that an independent financial viability assessment had concluded that the scheme in its current state would be terminally unviable and undeliverable and would be stalled in December 2025 unless the obligations were removed. Councillor Joan Atkins urged councillors to consider the bigger picture and recognise the financial challenges the developer is facing. She was worried about the developer's ability to continue building houses if the requirements were waived. She suggested an amendment to the motion, requesting that the Town Council letter request that Teignbridge planners negotiate with the developers to get the best deal possible. The amendment was carried, and the letter from the Town Council will acknowledge the need for a speedy resolution and request that Teignbridge District Council will negotiate the best resolution possible for the site to be completed. Earlier this month, local MP Martin Wrigley branded Harrington's attempts to wriggle out of its responsibilities to provide affordable homes as incompetent and purely greed.
Rescuers battle wind and rain to help Walker. Volunteers battled gale force winds and heavy rain to rescue a woman with a suspected broken leg from Dartmoor on Sunday, January the 11th. Dartmoor Search and Rescue Ashburton was called to its first shout of 2026 at around 5 p.m. They were tasked with helping a female walker who had fallen on the upper slopes of Haytor Rocks and sustained a suspected lower leg fracture. As it was dark, windy and raining heavily, the team of 17 volunteers was quickly mobilised. Medics from Basics Devon were also called and a volunteer doctor was first on scene. Following medical assessment by the Basics doctor, the casualty was provided pain relief and her leg splinted. After some challenging off-road driving, the team Land Rover arrived at the site. The woman was then loaded into the team Land Rover and driven carefully back to the car park and waiting land ambulance. Although a relatively short call out, the darkness, gale force wind, and heavy rain made this a challenging rescue, commented team leader Craig Skolick. It is a testament to our volunteers and their training that they were able to perform so well in these conditions. The Dartmoor Search and Rescue Team wishes the woman a speedy recovery. The highly trained volunteers are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Sudden closure of pub at the centre of road closure. The pub at the centre of a months-long road closure in Star Cross has closed suddenly. The Driftwood Inn announced on social media that it was, with a heavy heart, it would be closing its doors. The announcement said, "We would like to thank everyone for their support over the last 2 years. It wasn't an easy decision for us to make." The closure appeared to be at short notice, as the social media post appeared the same day that the pub closed. Repairs to the cob wall of the building, formerly the Galleon Inn, took place at the end of last year. The urgent work took months and saw the main A379 road through the village closed until just before Christmas. The road closure caused frustrating knock-on effects as the diversion took traffic through residential streets. Questions were being asked about why the work was taking so long, as the road closure was extended many times. County Councillor Alan Connett had pressed the brewery, Stonegate, on the need to complete the work as soon as possible. Supporters of the pub said they were sorry to hear of the closure. One said, "You've worked so hard to keep going, even with all that building work. This was definitely not the plan." Another said, "Sorry to see you go, guys. You sparked a great pub back into action. Hopefully, whoever comes next can keep the momentum alive." The road closure led to complaints about the high volume of traffic using the village streets and passing Star Cross Primary School. Speeding traffic and HGVs ignoring alternative routes Devon County Council had put in place. It also highlighted the importance of installing a pedestrian crossing outside the school.
River Dart Country Park, celebrating 50th anniversary. River Dart Country Park will celebrate 50 years as one of Devon's best-loved family attractions this year, marking the milestone with a party everyone is invited to. First opened in 1976 by Patrick Simpson, the family-run park has welcomed generations of families, schools and community groups, becoming a familiar fixture in the county's outdoor leisure landscape. Set in the Dart Valley, the park is known for its mix of adventure, play, riverside trails, outdoor learning, experiences and attractions, designed to encourage exploration at every age. Over the decades, River Dart Country Park has earned consistent recognition at the Devon Tourism Awards, collecting gold and bronze awards across several categories and cementing its reputation as a leading visitor destination. In 2007, the park also installed a hydrodynamic screw generator, at the time the first of its kind in the UK, to be connected to the national grid. The Simpson family legacy continues today, with Patrick's son, Mark Simpson, who became director in 1998 and has overseen the park's continued development. 2006 is a big one. "Our 50th birthday," he said. "We look forward to celebrating this special occasion with all of our incredible visitors." And to mark the anniversary year, the park's summer event, Picnic in the Park, will serve as the official 50th birthday celebration, bringing visitors together for a day of music, food and family entertainment. Further special events and limited edition souvenirs are planned throughout the year. Updates and announcements will be shared via their website and the park's social media channels.